Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. This is the message from the one who is the first and the last, who was dead but is now alive. I know about your suffering and your poverty, but you are rich. These words introduce the letter to the church in Smyrna. There was no surprise that the first letter went to Ephesus. It was viewed as the most influential of the cities. However, Smyrna was a close rival. It was a busy commercial centre with its own well-protected port. It had been founded long ago as a Greek colony, but in about 600 BC, it was largely destroyed by an invading army. Hundreds of years later, it was reconstructed, and it became a finely planned city with broad, straight avenues and pavements. It was truly a city that had come back to life. So it was more than appropriate that they received a message from the Lord who had passed from death to life. The Lord's message was that he totally understood where they were coming from. He knew just how much they had suffered and how grindingly poor they were. The word used for suffering describes someone who is crushed under a heavy weight. The word used here to describe their poverty doesn't refer to having nothing extra, but having nothing at all. They were in a bad way. But the risen Lord assured them that he knew all about it, and he also knew that they were rich. They might not have had riches in worldly terms, but they had real wealth, the Holy Spirit and the blessing of faith. We are continually bombarded with images of human riches. Advertisers have a very clear idea of what it means to be rich, and it has to do with the latest technology, fast cars, grand property, expensive holidays, and the like. None of these things are necessarily bad, but they have nothing to do with real wealth. The treasures that last are the ones which only the Lord can give us, and the Christians of Smyrna needed to look beyond their suffering and poverty to see and enjoy their real wealth. So let me ask you a personal question. In what ways do you consider yourself to be rich? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you that you know our situations completely and that you show us how to be really rich. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future. Because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.